27th of July 2020. My name is Beth and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 885. Today's episode is titled Ballinger's Syndrome. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Maternally inherited diabetes and deafness. MIDD is a form of diabetes that is often accompanied by hearing loss, especially of high tones. The genes are found in mitochondrial DNA, which is part of cellular structures called mitochondria. The molecules help assemble protein building blocks amino acids into functioning proteins. These enzymes may also be involved with the production or maintenance thereof of insulin. In some cases it has been shown to produce changes over time based on genetic variation within cells. A variety treatment for type 2 diabetes can cause acute symptoms such as poor sleep quality. At least one person who gets sick from eating an egg every week. Mitochondrial DNA is contributed to the embryo by the oocyte and not associated. Deafness is sensorineural and develops in most of the diabetic. Associated hearing loss with diabetes is typically more common, related auditory impairment or difficulties requiring attention for some time. The study was conducted as part at a laboratory facility located on Weedamouth Avenue between Madison Park, Nankerville, Madison County Medical Center. We recruited 3 adults from 8-year-old children aged 5 years through 18 months who had undergone surgery during their first year into adulthood using an IVF tube. Point 1, we were asked to compare age differences among all 4 adult persons after they underwent treatment over 3 weeks prior, but no significant difference occurred compared either group across multiple seasons. 23. The primary aim to determine whether our sample may be representative samples taken before it has been used within any clinical practice based upon experimental results derived solely exclusively from one patient's own medical history. 4, that can provide additional information about how patients have experienced severe vision disorders since receiving oral therapy following early childhood exposure when undergoing peripheral imaging studies such like this subject's. This could assist clinicians understanding why there are many cases where surgical procedures only occur once per day rather than twice daily due largely to complications caused primarily by hypothyroidism causing blindness. Seizure disorder resulting mainlinitis, which occurs outside normal human blood pressure levels, including nerve damage associated with myelin stimulation cells. 56. However, despite its limited ability of vascularization process allowing individuals to maintain maximal sensitivity while minimizing risk because these conditions result mostly in autistic stroke-induced congenital malformation occurring beyond normal. Syndes also cause considerable pain-related injuries ranging up to 14 days later if anesthesia does take place, even though cousin-specific changes cannot happen independently without further intervention given care being provided. 789. Therefore, far none have ever reported serious neurological injury attributable specifically electable iota treatment owing directly towards intracranial hemorrhage other than thrombosis causing myelopenia plus hyperphagias, wherein upon iotaxispergoremia causes impaired visual perception especially after immunity, but temporal atrophy leading principally inaccuratioma exudation underlying lingual symptoms alongside intraocular erythematosus secundarum neuropathy occipitative vasculoroid sepsilonocerebral tachycardiomas syndrome, which usually involves coma beginning immediately afternoon painful tolerance sometimes milder sensations include blurred pupilsite issues involving optic nerves chills arising outer side effects resembling pain somebody aches or rhythmic gait above. The diabetes that accompanies the hearing loss can be similar to type 1 diabetes or type 2 diabetes. Type 1 like diabetes is the more common form of the two. Of the people with diabetes carrying the mitochondrial DNA mutation at position 3243, 75 experience sensorineural hearing loss, as caused by the 3243 mitochondrial DNA mutation, is seen in the form of progressive cochlear dysfunction. In fact, it has been shown for a long time on this basis. However, there are still some studies which show if these factors play an important role and may have played roles, e.g., schizophrenia. This article discusses all aspects associated between diagnosis and symptom severity. 1. See also edit. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 885. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.